pay attention to how people move and show up for themselves before they show up for you. Do they have to have an audience? Because that's the thing for a lot of people. Are they happy with themselves or are they always complaining? I'm the type of person, if you like it, I definitely love it. Because why should I care if what you like isn't hurting anyone? This silent competition that women be having with other women or men be having with other men, because men do it too, I think is corny. You not being fully you because you're worried about what the next person is going to say or what they're going to think about something you like or you want to do is dumb to me. Do what you need to for yourself. Miserable people are never happy because that's their inner issue. Welcome to She Gets It Pod. Things to think about. Self-focus is super important. It's something a lot of people think, oh, it's just something people say. No, self-focus is a thing. You have to build your faith first before you start anything that hasn't been created. Because you can't rely on other people to gas you up to continue going against the grain. You can't rely on other people to constantly support you or understand your vision all the time. It's going to take time for you to find the people who are really going to support your vision because not everyone is going to understand it. Know what you need to improve. That requires you to be truly honest with yourself. A lot of people can't even be truly honest with themselves, let alone say out loud what they actually need to work on and show up to work on it. Compete with yourself in the past tense, meaning if you have to sit here today and brag about what you had 5 years ago, that means you haven't grown from where you were 5 years ago. That means the place that you are now, you feel defeated. You feel like 5 years ago it was better for you. But the thing about 5 years ago is you can't go back to 5 years ago. So what are you going to do now to pass the level that you were 5 years ago? That's the thought process that you need to have. I'm very solution-based, meaning I would rather hear about your ideas to get out of the hole that you're in rather than you wallow in what you used to have, what used to be, how it was. You know, I had an X, Y, and Z. I don't care about what you have. What do you have now? Keep your mind forward focused. What do you need to stop doing? This is something that you can't make somebody see. You can't make somebody be honest about. They have to be ready to be honest about what's not working, what's not helping them, what they need to stop doing so they can be better. And if the person is not ready, they'll act like what you're talking about is not true. They'll give you an answer for everything that you bring up that they need to work on. And that just tells you they're not ready. Their problem is really not with you, it's with themselves. The next thing to self-focus, become comfortable with your shit. Become so comfortable with your shit, you validate you being ready. You validate you really putting that shit on. You validate your design. You validate if your podcast is ready to post. Be comfortable with your shit. And if somebody thinks, oh, you should have did this or you should have did that, you do it. You do that for you. I'm doing this for me. If I ask you, what do you think I should do on X, Y, and Z? That's something different. But a lot of people like to put their personal ideas or their give their unsolicited advice. I did not ask you for shit. Why are you bringing me shit? You know what I'm saying? Lastly, but not least, be honest about your insecurities. We all have insecurities. I have insecurities. You know, I'm not always a happy person. I don't always feel encouraged. I don't always want to post. I don't always want to record. I don't always want to research. But I do it because there's a certain quality or there's a certain level of information and in how I want to give it that I want to provide. And that's what I have to do. Some people don't do shit. Some people just talk out the side of their neck, make it up as they go, and post. I'm not that girl. I'll tell you more after these messages. I know. The show will be back. I'm just giving y'all a break with a message. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast, as She Gets It Pod. If you would like to support this podcast, you can always support by purchasing merch on She Gets It Shop with Teespring, or going to shambipodden.com and checking out the other shows, also leaving a review. And if you would like to donate directly to the show, you can. In the show notes is a link for Red Circle, which is my host for this podcast. And you can donate anything you would like. Everything is appreciated. Donating to this podcast will allow me to create options with a fund of money I'm getting from my subscribers and listeners who appreciate me putting in effort for each episode. I do show notes, I research, and I come up with how I can deliver you guys information and knowledge from my personal experience and more. And that does take time for me, but I enjoy it. It's a process I enjoy. Even if I wasn't doing this, I'd probably be having great discussions with the people around me in my circle. So in exchange to give you guys more options on how I can express myself in the future, any donations to this podcast will be greatly appreciated. Other than that, if you see me in these podcast streets, please drop a review, share it with a friend, share a clip. If you see me post, please repost it, and I appreciate you. Now back to the show, because there's more to talk about, clearly. Please keep in mind that deep unhappiness in other people will never be your job to fix. No matter how much you care about them, no matter how much you love them, no matter if that person came out of your body, if my kids grow up to be unhappy people, they have to seek help to find their own happiness. I cannot go into their bodies and make them happy. So avoid dealing with people who are already unhappy. Avoid going to people about your new ideas who are always unhappy or always looking at the negativity in something. A person's low self-esteem is never going to be your issue. That's why it's low self-esteem. Okay? That's some you shit. Okay? And a lot of people with low self-esteem that are constantly unhappy, that are miserable, they avoid reality. And the ways that they usually avoid reality is by overdoing these things. They overdo toxic entertainment. They overdo drinking. They overdo smoking. They overdo sleeping. They overdo constantly being on the go or going somewhere or being in the mix. Because when they have to sit somewhere and actually think about their life, when they have to stay still and actually see the shit that they created, they don't like that reflection. So be mindful of the person that's always at the party, that's always on vacation, that's always in the mix, that's always ready to fly out. When do you settle down? When do you take some time to actually think about what you want to do? When do you spend time with the people that need you? Be mindful of that. You got to learn how to deal with life. She Gets It Podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. That's a major part of adulting, is dealing with the shit you can fix and coming to grips with the shit that won't be fixed. What are you going to do about those things? Because if you need to compete with someone to challenge yourself, first of all, that's sad. Second of all, you need to find another way to engage yourself, to motivate yourself. People do it all the time. They have to have someone in their friend circle that they deeply don't like, but they act like they like just to be in the know of what they're doing. Mostly with women, but it also happens with men. Don't be fooled. My point is, you motivating yourself should be enough. If you motivating yourself is not enough, then you know you have a deeper issue. Find another way to feel good about yourself. Someone else making you feel less than, or telling you that they don't like something that you like or something you're doing, that should not be what pushes you to do it only. That should not be your source. So continue to grow and be better. Some overly competitive people are very insecure, so be mindful of that. Some of them, not all of them. And make sure the people in your circle aren't selfish. Because when you're in a circle of people who are not selfish, they're more willing to put you on about opportunities that'll be great for you. They're more willing to bring up your name in your absence in a good way. They're more willing to collaborate with you, get money with you, help you out of a hole that you're in, bring up your name in a recommendation. Like, don't find yourself in a group of women or a group of men that you constantly have to compete with, that are constantly trying to size you up, that constantly want to know what you bought, what house you looking at, what area you looking at to take your kids to school. Like, that shit is corny to me. Compete with your old self and your old way of thinking and enjoy the process of growing. Because you're not always going to be on the up. You're not always going to be on the down. But where your mindset dwells at is where you will stay. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Again, my name is Shan. This is She Gets It Pod. If you would like to support this show, you know how to do it. It's in the show notes. The link is in the show notes. If you would like some merch, check out She Gets It Shop. Until next time, do you, but do it better. Peace.